The terrorist Zionist state known as Israel is butchering and massacring people on a day-to-day basis. But not only are they killing innocent Palestinian children, they're now targeting UK citizens. They're now targeting American citizens. Tom Herndl, a UK citizen involved in the marches, involved in the Iraqi peace movement, went to Palestine to take photographs of the Palestinian children being suppressed by the Israeli Zionist state. And the Israeli army, while him trying to protect children, shot him in his head. He's now in a coma. Today we have his brother and sister, Sophie and Billy Herndl.
In February this year, my brother Tom joined the 2 million people who marched here in London against the military action in Iraq. It was at this rally that Tom was inspired to go, first to Iraq and then to Palestine. The photographs he took that day, some of which were taken from this very spot, illustrate the powerful and overwhelming passion felt by decent thinking people against this action. Tom was the kind of person who had a strong sense of responsibility towards those who were vulnerable or more in need than himself. He was concerned for the thousands of innocents who were likely to become collateral victims of unnecessary war. He was the kind of person who even at school became known for protecting children who were being bullied in the playground, even though the bullies were usually older and bigger than him. Tom had strong beliefs and feelings about people who couldn't stand up for themselves. He was always there to help in whatever way he could. His journey to Iraq with the Human Shield was just, in Tom's words, taking it one step further. In Rafah, when Tom reached out to pick up that helpless little girl, paralyzed by fear, he was moving completely outside a concern for his own safety. To help someone even more defenseless than himself. In helping those children, Tom was also sending a clear message about helping those in need. He wasn't prepared to turn his back on innocent people. The same way we must not. We must treat Tom as an inspiration and not now turn our back on the sacrifice that people like Tom have made, nor on the legacy that he has left behind him. When I reflect on Tom's resolve to make a difference, his need to experience other people's pain, the words of Robert F. Kennedy come to mind. It is from numberless diverse acts of courage and belief that human history is shaped. Each time a man stands up for an ideal, or acts to improve the lot of others, or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope. And crossing each other, from a million different centres of energy and daring, those ripples build a current that can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance. I believe that Tom's actions in Rafah, his incredible sacrifice to protect the lives of children, has sent forth a ripple of hope. Not only to the thousands of nameless victims of oppression in the occupied territories, or the thousands of victims of the military action in Iraq and Afghanistan, but to innocent victims everywhere in the world. They need to know that we know about their suffering. They need to know that we care. They need to know that they are not alone. They need to know that there are people out there who will not rest until they too are safe. Tom has sent them that message loud and clear. And today, standing here in Trafalgar Square, I want to echo that message to all the oppressed peoples of the world. We hear your screams. We feel your pain. You are not alone.
Hello, I'm Billy Hundle, younger brother of Tom Hundle. He was shot through the head in Rafah, Gaza, 5 months ago by an Israeli soldier concealed in a watchtower. He was shot for the simple reason that he was protecting and escorting children from that Israeli sniper's fire. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk about how the Western media has betrayed us, but most of all, those who suffered because of it in places like Palestine. My brother saw this, and as most people do in some way to an extent, but he didn't know anything for sure. So he traveled to Gaza to find the truth for himself. He did. He came back a victim of that truth. The truth so painfully denied by the Western media at such a cost as men, women and children are being slaughtered in Palestine. I don't say this just because I believe it. I have seen this happen. 6 weeks after Tom was shot, I was left with a lot of the same questions he had. So I traveled to Palestine. I wanted to find these answers for myself. In short, I found the answers that I feared. Palestinian blood spilled, quite often at the hands of laughing Israeli soldiers. But when we turn on our TVs, we don't hear about this. We are informed of our media of suicide bombers and an occasional retaliatory strike on terrorists. I don't really think I need to say anything of the actual reality of what these retaliatory strikes mean. I hear nothing of the sadistic and constant humiliation, violence and regular effective executions that have taken Palestinian lives in the thousands and injured or crippled thousands more. When you see that sort of thing happening, I mean, you really have to ask yourself, who are the terrorists? But were my brother Palestinian, I would not be standing here, I have to say. No one would have ever even heard of him. Or Ian Hook, Rachel Corrie, James Miller. Names that are known around the world as victims of the Israeli Defense Forces. Unfortunately, it's only their nationalities that have decided that they receive recognition for their murders, that they were actually murdered. If they were Palestinian, unfortunately they would just be a dash on some tally somewhere. That is all we would know. Well, the murders of Ian, Rachel, James and Tom is simply evil. Ironically, it is in large part because of that the media is, at least in some small but symbolic way, being forced to accept that people are being killed in Palestine by Israeli soldiers hourly and daily. And I thank them for making that sacrifice that does mean something, and for helping to bring the day that the world says enough to the occupation of Palestine closer. When will Israel learn that it can't hide the truth by eliminating the peace workers and then the witnesses?